47. Turn your Bibles over there. Psalm 47. We was over in, Gateway Baptist Church. What town was that, Brother Ronnie? I know it wasn't Spartanburg. What's that little old town? Remember? I just know it was over in South Carolina. Bowling Spring. There you go. That's it. And the preachers preached. And I told Brother Ronnie and Brother Chip, I said, I know what I'm going to preach Sunday. But I'm not preaching his message, but I got one little thought out of what he said. And triggered my thinking. And I hope we'll be able to get something from it tonight. Psalm 47. I'll just go ahead and read the whole psalm. He said, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of the trumpet. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. And boy, we could camp on that a while with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for loving us. And God, tonight there's not enough time. There's not enough days in our lives to praise you adequately. God, you deserve all praise and all glory. And God, I pray tonight just for a few moments you would help us just to praise you. And I pray, Father, that you would encourage the saint of God that's here tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd speak to our hearts and, God, that we'd leave rejoicing that we've been in the house of the Lord. God, I pray that your will would be done in every heart, and God, we'll be careful to praise you and thank you for what you do. For we pray and ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Twice in this chapter, he says in verse 1, he uses the word shout. And then in verse 5, he said, God has gone up with a shout. And I want to bring you a message on this little thought. Let's get the shout out of here. Let's get the shout out of here. I want to ask you tonight, how many of you have ever gone anywhere other than church? Maybe on the job, maybe at the grocery store, the gas station, school, and people were just shouting because they love God. You don't see that much. The only place most anybody's going to shout is going to be at church. And I want to tell you tonight, we've got a reason to shout.
Amen.
Now Joshua, when they were getting ready to encamp the city and walk around it seven times, he said, don't you shout until I tell you to shout. And when I tell you to shout, shout, he said. Because he knew God's fixing to do something. Well, see, they were going to shout based on what God was going to do. And you and I can shout tonight based on what God has done.
Amen.
I mean, do you know there's nothing that we have to do to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord? Of course, other than being saved. I mean, nothing. I mean, we don't have to march around any cities. We don't have to fight any battles with other nations as such, though that could be questionable. If these Muslims keep coming in, there could possibly be a battle there. But I'm just saying, the battle has already been won for me and you tonight. And you and I, as I heard one old preacher say one time, we're living on credit tonight. I mean, there's nothing that we can do to add to what God's already done. And I want to give you five reasons why we can shout tonight. Number one, we can shout because of the Son of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I was introduced one day to the Son of God. I'm glad there was a day in my life when somebody said, I want to show you the Son of God. But way before I was introduced to Him, He was the Son of God. He's always been the Son of God. He didn't become the Son of God as an afterthought or out of an emergency situation. He's always been the Son of God. Look with me on to show some verses, and I could show you a lot of them out of the Gospel of John alone tonight, but I just want to read you several tonight out of the Gospel of John that talks about Him being the Son of God. And John chapter 1, I love these verses. John is speaking. He's on the scene now, and he's been sent to baptize. He's a forerunner of the Lord. But he said in verse 29, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man which is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And Matthew says that when the Spirit of God descended down upon him, he said, This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Boy, I'm glad the Father's pleased with the Son tonight. I'm glad, my dear friend, that when Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary and came to this earth, He came, my dear friend, as a direct will of the Father. Listen to what Paul says to young Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16. He says, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah for the Son of God tonight. I'm glad, my dear friend, not only is He the Son of God, but He wants to be your Savior tonight if you don't know Him. Now listen to some more verses that John wrote to us in John chapter 3. And verse number 18, he said, He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I'm glad tonight that He is the Son of God. John said in John chapter number 20 and verse number 31, listen to what he says here. He said, But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. He is the Son of God. Not only is He the Son of God, He is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm glad tonight, my dear friend, there is a person in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the Son of God. When God said, Let us make man in our image, He wasn't talking to Himself. Now, we do that often down here, but I'm telling you, God was talking to the Son. And when He said, Let us make man in our image, we were created in the very image of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying that's something worth shouting about tonight. We can shout because of the Son. We can shout tonight, my dear friend, not only is he the Son of God, not only was he the creator of this world, but we can shout tonight because he's the Savior of this world.
Amen.
He come and gave himself that men might be saved through him. And isn't it amazing? God never forces anybody to get saved. But boy, I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost of God begins to work on a fellow, it's just hard to turn away. Now, I know people do. Bible says, he that believeth not is condemned already. So the only sin that'll send a man to hell tonight is the sin of unbelief. It won't be all these ungodly, immoral sins that men so often commit, and women, but I'm just saying, man goes to hell because he doesn't believe on the Son of God. And isn't it amazing? God's made it plain and simple. He said, I sent my Son that you might be saved. That's something to shout to God about tonight. Hey, we ought to shout tonight, not only is he the Son of God, but we ought to shout tonight because of what the Son of God gave us when we got saved. Listen to what Titus said in Titus chapter 2 and verse number 11. Boy, I mean, he says it well here in Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Do you know that you and I, before we got saved, well, let me say it this way. Had we never gotten saved, and we would stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ, none of us would have an excuse that would be sufficient enough for God to let us into heaven. He said, salvation had appeared to all men. I believe with all my heart, people in these third world countries, people in these jungles all over the world that's not in any civilized countries, I believe God saves them the same way he saved them. God, somehow he lets them know. I was watching a thing the other night, been several weeks or so ago. But do you know that just about every culture of every nation has a recording and has a written statement about the flood? Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing how God's got his word everywhere? And how does it get into a man for him to know he ought to be saved or not? It's the Spirit of God. And boy, I'm saying tonight we ought to shout to God and praise his wonderful name for salvation tonight. He said the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men. I'm telling you, man saved by grace and grace alone. Boy, I'm glad it's out of the way. Like I said, God didn't make any of us get saved. God didn't force me to get saved. But I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad for his wonderful grace. Are we deserving of his grace? No. Are we deserving of heaven? No. Are we deserving of the blessings of God? No. But I'll thank God for his grace tonight. Man, I'm glad for his grace. Now, if you can't shout because of the grace of God, you ain't got nothing to shout about then. I mean, when you think about how God would save you, how God would save me, how that he would send his darling son for somebody like me, I can understand certain individuals, how that God would want to save them. Why would God want to save me or you? But you know, the truth of the matter is, John 3:16 is still in the Bible. It's because he loved us. For God so loved. And boy, that's love, isn't it? I mean, we can shout, we can shout from now to eternity about salvation. We can shout because of his salvation, what he's done for us. I'm saying we just got reasons. We got reasons that we can shout tonight. Listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 35. Let me give you another verse here. I think it's a pretty good one. Psalm 35 and verse number 9. Listen to what he says. Psalm 35 and verse number 9. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Now I've heard preachers say this all my life, all my Christian life. It's not important that you necessarily know a date or a day when it happened to you, but you better know it happened to you. And the only reason I know the day I got saved because I went back and looked it up in the church records one day. I had no idea what day it was. I mean, that night I got saved, I had no clue. I mean, I was just so under the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. I barely knew my name. And when the preacher asked me if I wanted to say anything, I was too scared to say anything. But my friend, I know that night God saved me. And since that night, my soul has been joyful and rejoicing in God's great salvation. I mean, I can't understand how a fella can have the mully grubs about his salvation and say he's saved. You've heard me say this many times. I hesitate to say it again, but I'll just say it. I've met a lot of sorry Christians, but I've never met one that was sorry that he was a Christian. And I'm telling you, all of us fall under that category. David, a man after God's own heart, sinned tragically against God. Paul, a man that we revere, a man that we hold up in high esteem, a man that God used to write some 14 books of the New Testament, he declared himself to be the chiefest of sinners. And yet God loved old Paul. I mean, here's a man that's a murderer. Here's a man that brought havoc on the churches. Here's a man, my dear friend, that even the strongest of the church fathers was scared to face him. And yet, old Saul, on his way to do more harm, the Lord appeared to him, spake unto him, and said, Saul, is it hard for you to kick against the pricks? And old Saul, under deep conviction, received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior and became one of the greatest preachers and missionaries that we'll ever read about in this Bible. And I guarantee tonight, old Saul in heaven, or Paul now as he's known in heaven, and he's got another name now. God said, we're going to have a new name in heaven. And I'm glad of that. We was over there, we heard Brother Tommy Steele preach. And I asked him, I said, your name Thomas? He said, no, sir, just Tommy. I said, that's my name, just plain Tommy. He said, we'll have a new one in glory, won't we? And we will. But you know what I suspect old Paul's rejoicing over tonight, right now, more than anything? I'm sure he could rejoice over God keeping him safe from the shipwreck. I'm sure he can rejoice over the fact that God raised him from the dead when he was stoned outside the city and left for dead. But I believe old Paul tonight, Brother Heller, is rejoicing over his salvation more than anything he's rejoiced over in heaven since he's been there. And I don't know about you, but I'm just looking forward to just getting to heaven and rejoicing and shouting it out to God for my salvation.
Amen.
Why God would save me. And I like what one old fellow said one time, if I'd been the only sinner born on this earth, Jesus would have come and died for me like he did for the whole world. I believe that with all my heart, I believe that. And so tonight we can shout for the Son. And tonight we can shout for his salvation. Boy, I'm glad salvation is free. I'm glad, my dear friend, it's a whosoever will gospel. Hey, but not only can we shout for the Son of God and shout for salvation, but I like this, I believe we can shout for security tonight. Son, once you get it, you're not losing it. I mean, once you get saved, it is yours for the rest of your natural life and your eternal life. Listen to what John said in John chapter 3. Now, we just quoted part of verse 16 a while ago, but I think we ought to read verse number 15. Listen to what he said. He said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And I looked up that word eternal. I already knew what it meant, but I just wanted to look it up again. Means forever, Brother Derek. You ain't going to lose it. I was sharing with Brother Howard, Sister Crumple, a few of them standing out front a while ago. There's going to be a guy preaching at Trinity on how you're not supposed to be sick. And you can't be, you eat right, you won't ever be sick according to what he says. I don't believe that. Sorry, I just don't believe. He talks about eating some kind of raw food diet. Now, who in the world wants to eat raw food? Not me. I like my steaks medium. I like my baked potatoes soft and mushy. Loaded with butter. I like the big biscuits. My wife cooked us some big biscuits this morning. I mean, Hey, but the truth of the matter is, your body's not made to last forever. I don't care how often or how little a man may go through this life and not have to go to the doctor, but there's going to come a day when he's going to close his eyes in death. Hey, I heard the old preacher, I don't know if the preacher said this or maybe they were singing, I can't remember who said it or how, I can paraphrase how it was said, but somebody said something like this: you may drive your car to the cemetery, but somebody else will drive it back. You and I are going to leave this world one day, and we're going to be out of here. But once we get on the shore of heaven, guess how long we're going to live? Forever. You're not going to lose it. You're not going to have it thrown away from you. God's not going to take it away. But preacher, what if I sin? Jesus said in 1 John, if we confess our sins, He's just and faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You don't have to get saved over and over and over again. You can't fall from grace or salvation. You just can't do it. It's forever. It's sealed. You're just sealed forever. Listen to what John said in John chapter 10 and verse number 28. John 10 verse 28, listen to what Jesus said. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Why? My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. My dear friend, tonight you can shout for security tonight. You can shout because you know that your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when God wrote it in there, He wrote it in there permanently. And He'll never take it out. Well, I'm glad of that. Man, we can shout for the Son. We can shout for salvation. We can shout for security. And I believe old Job said it well when he said in Job 11:18, the first part of the verse, he said, and thou shalt be secure because there is hope. You know what Paul said? He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Where you going when you die, preacher? I'm going straight to heaven. As old Dr. Stewart or one of them said the other night, we can just say like they said on Star Trek, beam me up, Lord. We're going. I mean, we're not hanging around. I don't know about you, but there's nothing down here I want to hang around for all eternity. Now, there's a few things I'd like to see done in my natural life. Sure, all of us have that. No, hey, we holler that we want to go to heaven, but I don't see too many of us running to the funeral home every day and saying, can I check in? In fact, the opposite. When we get sick, we run to the doctor. We run to the hospital. We get people to pray for us. Why? Because we want to live as long as we can. Nothing wrong with that. But I want to tell you, you better be prepared not just for this life, but you better be prepared for the life after. And boy, once you get prepared for the life after, you're secure. And the devil himself, God said, he can't pluck you out of the Father's hand. Nobody can. I mean, boy, that's something to shout about tonight. Hey, we can shout for the Son. We can shout for salvation. We can shout for security. And then we can shout, my dear friend, tonight for just good old-fashioned Christian service. Look in the Bible with me in Philippians chapter number 3. Or chapter 2, rather. Philippians chapter number 2, listen to what the Lord says here, beginning with verse 13 down through verse number 18. He said, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of His good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Oh, would to God we could get to that point in our life where we just wouldn't complain, fuss about nothing. I mean, just serve God because we love Him. Serve Him because we enjoy serving Him. Go to church because He redeemed us and saved us. Read your Bible because that's God wanting to speak to you and I through His love letter to us. And pray, and that's us talking to God. See, God says do all things without murmuring and disputing. Oh, you mean our preacher's going to have church service Sunday night? Yeah. And guess what? We'll have service Wednesday night. Good Lord willing, saints don't rise. If the saints do rise, I hope Maple Grove is as empty as it can possibly be. I don't want to see a single solitary soul walk into this building the day after the rapture. I hope we're gone. But he said, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Now listen to these two verses. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. You know what Paul said? Even if I have to go so far as to even die for you, I'll just count it joy. And you and I ought to be that way. That we just love God so much and want to serve Him so much that even if we have to lay our life down for the brethren, we'd do it. In fact, John said, Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. But isn't it a joy to serve the Lord together? Nobody likes to be a loner. Nobody wants to do anything by themselves. Man, it's a joy when you can get people together and enjoy. I enjoyed, Brother Ronnie, I enjoyed just those few days we had over yonder. I mean, I enjoyed that. Met preachers, met Christians, met believers that I'd never met in my life before. And I'm talking about I didn't have to give them a 100-page questionnaire to fill out to see if we could get along or not. They were saved, I'm saved, we got along. That's the way it ought to be. Just serve God together. Man, we're not in no competition. I'm not in competition with the good fundamental churches across our county here. Man, listen, if they win more than I do, praise God, I'm glad they're winning them. Hey, listen, we're in this thing together. And we all serve together. And you ought to just shout that because God's given you the ability to serve. Every one of us can do something for God. I know there's different callings and different jobs that people do, but there's a lot of things that every one of us can do on any given day. We can pray, we can read our Bible, we can witness, tell people about Jesus. And y'all count it a joy when God gives you a privilege to tell somebody about Jesus. Just be a witness for the Lord. I mean, that's fun. And that's a joy. And we ought to shout for service tonight. But then lastly, I think we ought to shout tonight for sanctuary. Our little girls, our kids rather, not just the girls, but our kids, we try and get this song. I had a lady's going to send it to me. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Most of you know the song. I know the song. I've heard it sang a dozen times, but I can't find it nowhere. I found it in a book, in a song book at the bookstore the other day and tried to get the lady to photocopy it for me. She wouldn't do it. She said, you'll have to buy the book. I said, I don't want to buy the book. I just want that one song. She said, but there's a copyright law. I said, if you let me do it, there won't be. I said, I'm not reproducing it for sale. I'm not going to stand on the street corner out here and sell them for 50 cents a piece. I will not sell it, I said, but you wouldn't let me do it. But I'd love to have that song tonight sing. You know, one day, you and I are going to our heavenly home, our sanctuary. That word sanctuary means refuge. John, and you already know what he said, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. In John chapter 14, boy, he tells us exactly what we're going to get one day. Have you ever had your parents say this to you, boy, if you don't straighten up, you're going to get what's coming to you. I've had that said a lot to me. And guess what I got coming to me? John 14. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Boy, isn't that a blessing? We got a refuge waiting on us. We got a home in heaven waiting on us. Listen to what the psalmist says in Psalm 46. Now we'll just go back to Psalm 46 and 47. But listen to what he says here. Three times in Psalm 46, he uses that word refuge. In verse number 1, he said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Boy, isn't that a blessing? You can run to God and you can hide under the shadow of His almighty wings. And I'm talking about, boy, He'll just keep you out of trouble. He's our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. He doesn't show up after it's over. He shows up when it's going on. And then He said in verse number 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Not only is He a very present help in trouble, He said the Lord of hosts is with us. That reminds us of what Paul said when he said that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Or Jesus actually said that. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then He said in verse number 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. See, says the same thing said in verse 7. But I'm glad God's my refuge tonight. I'm glad, my dear friend, tonight I got a reason to shout. I mean, listen, people will do something for you and you'll shout. I mean, we shout over the littlest things. I mean, we shout over things that really just don't, I mean, they're just not very big. I mean, on a hot day, I've even been guilty of shouting over a cup of cold water. I've been guilty of shouting over somebody saying, hey, preacher, let's go to Hot Dog King. Yay, man, let's go. Now, if we can shout over little things, why in the world can't we shout over God? Why can't we lift up our voice and praise His wonderful name? That's what He said in Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of a trumpet. When He says shout unto God with the voice of the trumpet, God's saying, hey, I want to hear you say something. I want to hear you shout out a little while. We got reasons to shout. Hey, listen to what He says in verse number 5. He said, God has gone up with a shout. And boy, I thought about this a while ago. Not only did He go up with a shout, He's coming back with a shout. The trump of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord will, with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. And then He just tells us in verse 6, He says it over and over again. He's just so excited. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, just sing praises. And boy, when you get to shouting about God and the goodness of God and the greatness of God and the glories of God, hey, that'll cause you to have a song on your heart. You and I got a reason to shout tonight. There's going to be 10,000, I don't know how many people are shouting tonight over something that won't make no difference no sooner than the whistle blows and says it's over. But you and I can shout about something that's got eternal value. We got something to shout about that will not be forgotten and done away with down through the years. Son, we got a God to shout about tonight. And we ought to shout a little bit tonight. He said there in verse 7, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. That kind of knocks the tongue talkers out. He said sing with understanding. I just thought I'd throw that in there. You got something to shout about tonight? Are you saved? Are you secure? Are you serving? I'm saying shout then. The world isn't going to do it. They're not going to shout with you down at the store. They're not going to give you the microphone and say, just, hey, just let God have glory for about 5 minutes. And if we don't shout for Him here, he won't get recognized. But I'm saying tonight, we've got something to shout about. Let's pray. Father, thank You, God, so much for loving us. Thank You, Lord, for sending Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. And God, tonight we lift up our voice in praise to You, thanking You for what You've done for us. And yet, God, as one of my dear friends used to say so often, words are so inadequate. We don't know how to properly say. We cannot properly sing the praises that's due you, that you're worthy of. But God, I pray that you'll accept tonight what we have done to the best of our abilities. As a testimony from our heart to you, God, we love you. And God, I pray that you'd help us to keep this shout in our heart. I pray, God, that no one here would lose their shout. I hope and pray, God, that no one here would have reason not to shout about the goodness of God. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to our hearts, have your way in this invitation. And God, we'll thank you for what you do, for we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Shane, you come. Our musicians are come.